Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're continuing my series, How to Be Friends with Money. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. So again, if you hear me say something, as I'm talking to you about how to be friends with money, just observe it. Just reflect on it. And then know that you don't have to continue to believe, feel, act, think, speak that way. You can make a change. And then you can replace it with a more empowering way to believe, think, and feel. I'll probably do a little model for you on that so you know how it works. All right, next on how to be friends with money. Essentially, we're clearing the energy of brokenness around money in your life. I'm a powerful fucking manifester, so use these for your greater good. And you might have to work at them and learn to embody them and shift some behaviors that you've never shifted before, but it will be for your greater good if you decide that it's for your greater good. All right. Start tending to your debts. How do I want to approach this with you? Debt is a sticky topic. So I think, A, let's decide it's not going to be sticky anymore. And it's not going to be good and it's not going to be bad. And there are lots of perspectives on debt. You pick the one that works best for you, make up your own, but be at peace around debt. And, you know, in my 20s, I got real hip to money stuff, not manifestation, not the energy of money, just, you know, the gurus. And I remember listening to some David Ramsey, and I do resonate with his perspective on debt, at least the debt perspective he had, you know, 20 odd years ago. I don't know what it is now, but it used to be like no debt, like really strive to have no debt. And so there's a part of me that really believes in that and really wants that, right? But then there's also a part of me that recognizes that debt is actually very good. And I've been able to do things and move the dial in my life by not having, being able to put something on a credit card or take out a working capital loan. All of that is really great. But why it was so great is I love to tend to shit. So I got to watch the balances go down. I had systems in place as to how I was going to pay it off. So tending to debt is going to be your journey, but start tending to it from a place of love and have fun with the process. However way you can find a way to have fun around debt. Now, if you're realizing like, Amy, there's no way I can have fun around debt. It just sucks. All right, cool. Don't have debt. Start praying and working to clear all the debt out of your life. And at the same time, praying to not have that debt come back. Because there is a general theory energetically about debt that where people will clear it and then it'll come back in a different form. I see that most often. And really what my spirit guides have been showing me is that you might pay off a credit card for whatever reason, and you're feeling hella good. And then you go out and you get a car loan, but the car loan makes you feel good, right? Like you're happy about that car. And in the process of paying the credit card debt down, you got really aware of your finances and the numbers and how things work and how interest rates work. And so the whole experience of this car loan, while it's also debt, it's fun, right? And so that's most often what I see is that people shift the energy to something that is more enjoyable. And you can do that at any time. So if there's a piece of debt in your life that you're not loving, let's focus on it and say, hey, little piece of debt in my life I'm not loving, let's figure out a way to get rid of you. And as you focus your intention on it, you can start to do that. Or just let it hang out, right? Just be aware of it. Know that it's there. Decide, create a perspective around it. How are you going to feel about the debt? It's neither good nor bad. You get to decide how you're going to feel and what you're going to do and how you're going to play it out, and just be true to yourself. Like, I know that's such a simplistic perspective because we live in a world where we need systems, and I fucking love systems, so I'm not putting that down. But it's a very intentional system to say, okay, I'm choosing how I'm going to feel about this debt. I'm choosing to not pay it down right now. I'm choosing to understand it and figure out what my options are, because there's always a way. There is always a way. I'm encouraging you to hold a perspective around debt, to hold behaviors around debt that make you feel good, that resonate with who you are. It's a very empowering place, right? So I think the key is, don't let debt make you feel bad. You get to decide how you want debt to go for you, and consciously decide. I think that's the key, right? You consciously decide how you want debt to go for you. And it can go a lot of different ways. You know, I have various forms of debt in my life that I just tend to it. I'm aware of it. I know what the numbers are. I decide what my perspective's going to be. I have, for larger sums of debt, I have an idea of when it's going to get paid off in this way in which it's going to be paid off. For other forms of debt, I'm actively paying on consistently. You know, I always have something that I'm focusing on at any given time where I'm like, hey, I want you gone. And I'll focus really intently on that. It all works. And when I say get you gone, it's that I start to direct energy towards it. I start to be open to receiving the money to pay it down. I start to be open to finding ways to reduce the balance. And all of this goes a lot better when you stop seeing yourself as bad for even having the debt. See yourself as a good person no matter what, because you're just good. Like, you don't even need to say that you're a good person. You just are. So debt is not bad. It is not a mark on your soul and your character. It serves a purpose, and it serves whatever purpose you wish for it to serve. And it can be a really fun, enjoyable aspect of your life, however way in which you want to embody a perspective around it. All right. I'll have more tips for you. This is my show on how to be friends with money. We're clearing the energy of brokenness from your life around money. If you're looking for a manifestation coach, I would love to help you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. This is fun. I can't wait to connect with you again. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.